Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
In our previous segment, we were able to share about Marines worshiping 2-300 deep. And I think about Psalms 34. It says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glory and glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And there's something about, you know, worship. There's something about seeing men worship. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I saw those Marines, what was it, 200-300 deep?
Looked like it. Yeah, it was powerful. Least, yeah.
I mean, locked mano to mano, shoulder to shoulder,
swaying back to side, shouting, just had their little movements. Is very cool.
Listen, that is exciting. You know, I've had the privilege of just being involved in men's ministry for years. We all have, and just seeing men worship. I always say that's the most exciting thing. When you get men locked up in a room or wherever, and they just kind of go after God. It's intense. Mm-hmm. It's with that same intensity that I've seen men play sports, play football, play baseball, do the things that they do. I see that same intensity in their worship. And I just think that's just a fragrant offering to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think about times when we've been to the Promise Keepers rally, you know, New Orleans, Atlanta, and Birmingham, and D.C., and to see these thousands of men that before were probably all there to see a sporting event because they took over stadiums, and to hear the roar of these men shouting the name of Jesus, worshiping, it's just beautiful. And we need that. We need to see, you know, men move in that place again. You know, when we look about men and their relationship with God, it's important. It's important that we talk about men because you know why? They are our sons. They are our fathers, our grandfathers, and to some, they're your husbands. Mm-hmm. And we want them to be impacted by the glory of God.
Amen.
And it's just amazing. I think about those times at the Next Step Outback and the father and son's camping trip. You know, we had the privilege for 10 years in local community to be able to share the Malachi mandate, prophetic word that God was turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons' hearts to the fathers, and to see all those boys and all those men in a huge, how big was that tent?
Oh my gosh, 8,000 square feet.
8,000 square foot tent out in the wilderness with you know, a band that was just, you know, man, playing away.
Tearing it up.
Wasn't it awesome?
That was powerful. I'll never forget it. I mean, seeing all these men and boys just, you know, worshiping God with, and then abandoned. I mean, it's, you know, it was powerful.
I remember hearing a testimony about a young boy that was there. And I don't know if it was Greg that was saying it or if one of the fathers, but said, you know, what do you think about all this? What are you saying? And what the boy said was, it's like Disneyland.
Yeah.
The power of seeing so many fathers come together just to spend time with them going after God. And it's just like how sons see that, how children see that. It's like, wow, that's powerful.
Yeah. It was a great picture because here you have these fathers that took time out of their schedule. They said they're going to take their son or sons on this event, and they dedicated an entire weekend. They didn't have cell phones and all these other, you know, contraptions to be distracted, no shiny objects. And it was all about, you know, spending time with your son, connecting with God. And you saw a progression from night to night, you know, like, what is this? And then it didn't take long because then, like, really by the second night, you know, even the first night was great, but by the second night, it just crescendos, and you see these men get filled with so much hope, and you watch a young boy look at his father and saying, is that my dad worshiping like that? Is that my, you know, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, and you're seeing this roar, this opportunity to say, man, you know, I love God. I think about David. David danced so strong, the Bible says, so mightily. He was so moved by the Spirit of God that he danced out of his clothes. He danced out of his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a liberty and a freedom that comes when people just say, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, care about someone looking at me or what I'm saying or what I'm doing. But when your gaze is upon the Lord and you begin to start using words in song or just talking to the Lord in prayer, but when you get to that place of intimacy where you're talking to Jesus, it's you and him, and you're saying, you know, I love you, Lord. You know, I saw there was a trend in worship sometime where songs were about God and about Jesus to intimate songs, more like, you know, talking to him. When I say intimacy, you know, first person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something pretty powerful when you're engaged in that way and you're just saying, you know, God, I need you more. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I love you. You're awesome. You're amazing. And it's amazing how those songs stay in your spirit and stay a part of you well after the mm-hmm. service. There's a song in your heart and your spirit is stirred. And I just love those moments, you know, just to see boys and young men going after God together, supporting each other. When I saw those Marines,
mm-hmm.
when I saw those Marines going after God, man, I said, this is amazing. This is too cool. And who knows? You know, there are greater days in store. There are greater days in store where we can begin to see that, you know, instead of filling up stadiums to watch a sporting event, why not believe that those days can come back again in a greater dimension mm-hmm. where the stadiums are filled all over this country with men that are coming in and saying, you know, and boys saying, you know, I want to know more mm-hmm. about God. I want to stand strong.
You know, when I look at that, when you see that video, and we'll have that related for you, but of all those, there was different rows, mm. but because of there was those individual lengths with two or three side by side, they were able to make up however many were in that. And it just makes me think, like you're saying, men's ministry, you know, that's how I came to know Pat in the beginning days was, you know, we had that time once a week where you had three or four guys come together, talk about what God was saying to them, talk about what was happening, being able to pray for one another. And it's just like, a lot of times you're like, wow, a stadium and 300 guys. And it's just like, if you have a neighbor, if you've got a coworker, if you've got a friend, it just takes two, it takes three or four, you guys coming together. And it's like, that is so powerful because a lot of men don't have that.
That man, you hit the nail right on the head. Those men's abiding groups mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. were so yeah. powerful. And they are powerful. Men are getting together in small groups. And instead of just talking about the latest sporting event
yes.
or what happened, you know, they're coming together because they've spent time with reading the Bible all week. They've took time to journal what God has spoken to them about. And now they come together over a cup of coffee in a diner
mm-hmm.
and they're caring for one another. They're yeah. finding out, hey, man, what's going on in your life and what's going on with your children? And they're becoming transparent with each other and they're going from acquaintances, and as they become closer and share more life, more prayer concerns, and they're bonding, they yeah. go to friends. And before you know, we've seen a beautiful transition where people, guys, go from acquaintance to friends to brothers.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal for men to make that transition. Seems like, you know, women and ladies are able to connect sometimes a whole lot easier, and they get it, and they're like, you know, mm-hmm. wham, they're
that
sisters.
Trust factor.
Yeah, but men, when you see
takes
that,
time.
Yeah, when you see that happen, man, it's a beautiful thing because when you're brothers, you're brothers, you're brothers, and it's so powerful. I want to encourage you, get in the men's abiding group today. Contact us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll